Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, thank the good Lord. It's Friday. We've made it, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are in our frozen bunker here in Memphis, Tennessee. Great to have you with us today, and we're going to have a lot of fun today. As a matter of fact, we're going to even throw out a few trivia questions and maybe even give you guys some nice prizes as we get through the day. I'm having a hard time, Grace. I'm just having a very difficult time trying to figure out where do we start this show, and there's a part of me that really wants to talk about this bear that bit the woman on her buttocks in the outhouse.
Well, it's your show, Todd. You can do whatever you want.
But that, I'm not sure that rises to the level of the biggest story of the, depending on how large the buttocks were. I don't know.
Well, we could talk about Ted Cruz's poodle.
Don't give away the name, because that's our first trivia question. The name Ted Cruz's poodle. We could talk about that. And you know what? We may have to talk about that. And you know why, Grace Baker?
Why?
What did I do yesterday on this program? When it came to Ted Cruz, what did Todd Starnes, your affable host, do for Ted Cruz?
I feel like you defended him.
I defended Ted Cruz. When just about every conservative in America was running for the hills, what did we do? We defended Ted Cruz.
This is true.
Ted Cruz, as the story goes, fled the Lone Star State. Power out all over the place. People were freezing. Little pets,
water.
Little animals were like, you know, shivering in the cold. No water. It was third world conditions in Texas. So Cruz did what any God-fearing American citizen would do. He packed up the wife and kids, caught a plane, and went down to the Ritz-Carlton south of the border. Was it Cancun?
Yes.
Well, that's a nice hotel.
Ooh, I bet.
On a side note. Now, I don't have a lot of vices in life. You know, but one of the things I like to do, Grace, is when I'm out on a vacation, when I'm out on the road, when I am not staying in my home here in Memphis, Tennessee, I like to live the good life. And I'll stay at the nice hotel. I like to stay at the nice hotels.
So no Airbnbs for you.
Yeah, no.
I do Airbnb.
Yeah, no air.
I'm
yes.
Not quite there yet.
Yeah, I'm not good. That kind of creeps me out, being in somebody else's house. Anyway. So I usually stay at the Ritz-Carlton whenever I'm traveling and have a great time. By the way, my favorite Ritz-Carlton is up right just to the north of Santa Barbara.
Mm.
It's like you're in the Mediterranean. But you don't have to leave American soil, and I love that.
That's great.
Nothing against other countries, but we're the best. So anyway, Cruz is catching holy you-know-what because he fled the state while all the citizens of Texas were shivering in the cold. And the original explanation was that his daughters wanted to go down there for a break, and so he was taking the kids, but he was coming right back. And that just sort of seemed weird that you would drop your teenage daughters off in a foreign country and then come back to the United States. But look, who am I to judge?
If you can do it, go for it.
Well, and that's the thing. So what did Cruz do? So now he's sort of backtracking on all of this.
That's where he made his mistake.
Big mistake. You got to own it. Because he says, you know, as I was getting the private police escort at taxpayer dollars expense to the airport to get on board, I don't know, was it a Southwest flight? It's kind of weird if you're flying Southwest to stay at the Ritz, but
that's fair.
Who am I to judge? You got to get a discount. It's those luggage fees. They get you all the time.
Oh, gosh.
But
he just thought, should I be doing this?
The worst part of it would have been, had he gone Southwest, is that the airline where you have to like be in a certain zone or it's a free-for-all? I can't remember.
I don't know because I don't travel Southwest very often.
No. It's kind of like the Greyhound bus of the air. And so nothing against Greyhound. We love Greyhound.
By American or Delta, typically.
I'm trying to learn my lesson. I got so much flack yesterday because I pointed out that we have yet to get postal service in Memphis. And what is the motto? Neither rain nor sleet nor hail nor dark of night.
Or snow.
We still haven't gotten mail.
No,
anyway,
no mail.
So Cruz is he's explaining that, you know, it was a horrible thing. And he says, when I was sitting at the airport waiting to get on board the luxury jetliner to whisk me away to the warmth of Mexico and the lavish pampering at the Ritz-Carlton, that he thought, you know, maybe I ought not to be doing this. Maybe this isn't a good
idea.
Maybe I should leave my dog at home alone for the weekend. Left the dog at home.
That's what I have a problem with.
Wow. I've never seen you so agitated.
Who leaves your dog, especially if this is true, who leaves your dog at home alone for 2 days?
I don't care if
he has a doggy door.
Did they have a doggy door?
He should be able to afford to send that dog to a getaway spa. They have dog spas.
In Dallas. Or
I'm
Houston.
Sure
I think they live in Houston.
I guarantee you. They do here in Memphis.
Well, I saw the photographs of the poor little poodle looking forlorn there in the window of the Cruz.
Is that compound?
Mansion? I don't know.
Try not to. Yeah.
Don't sing, Grace. That's not a strong point.
I'll keep this job if you'll let me.
Salute. So Cruz catching all sorts of you know what. I mean, the mainstream media, they were tracking down people. Somebody leaked cell phone or text messages that Heidi Cruz was texting to the friends. I think they were basically inviting the entire neighborhood to fly down to Cancun until the lights came back on.
Wow.
That's one heck of a neighborhood, I'll tell you that much.
I want to live there. That sounds great.
My goodness.
You know, the poodle has a Twitter account, and he's getting his revenge.
Is that right? Don't give the name.
Not,
that's going to be our trivia question. Oh, the poodle has a...
He has a name, but I'm not going to say it.
Can I just say something about that?
Name.
This is... We're getting so far off the topic of conversation here.
We went from a bear to a dog.
I don't understand why these dogs have Twitter accounts. I just, and the Instagrams.
It's hard with their paws to type. I don't know how they do it.
They don't have opposable thumbs.
No.
I just don't see how they do it. So anyway, you got Cruz down there living the good life at the Ritz-Carlton, and it is a good life. They have a delicious buffet. Mm-hmm. And all you know what's breaking loose. Here's what gets me about this story. And I said this yesterday. What did they expect the guy to do? Unless Ted Cruz has some sort of abilities. Maybe he was before he went off to Princeton, he was a lineman for the county, and he knows how to climb up on a utility pole and repair lines. Or unless he did what we did with our satellite in the back of the compound, go to the Home Depot and get some heat guns. I mean, is that what they wanted? Were they expecting Senator Cruz to get up in one of those bucket trucks armed with a little heat gun and he was trying to thaw out the big windmills? Is that what they wanted?
And if he needed to make a phone call, he can do that from Cancun.
I got to tell you, he's not a blue-collar kind of a guy.
No.
I don't see Cruz wandering around the aisles of the Home Depot or the Ace Hardware. I just don't see that.
Nah, I don't either.
And that's because they have people for that.
Exactly. Why do it when someone else can do it for you?
The guy's loaded. I think the missus is loaded, but you never know. You never know. So anyway, I just did not understand why the outrage. Yeah, I get it. The optics look horrible. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if Cruz was inside his frigid home in Houston or he was down at the Ritz-Carlton in Cancun. It's not going to make your life any better if you live in Texas and you don't have power or water.
I would be so mad if I was his communications manager person. Oh.
I'm getting to that. So let me preface this by saying something here. A lot of these Republican conservatives have very thin skin, and they basically want you to pledge allegiance to them. And when you point something out that they don't necessarily like, they get their feelings hurt, and then they don't want to come on your show. So anyway, I just don't think that Cruz did anything wrong. I don't think he had to apologize for anything. And let's be honest, if all of us had the means and the wherewithal to get to the airport and fly down to some very warm, exotic location like, you know, Mobile, Alabama, or Orange Beach, Alabama, we would do that. It's a redneck Riviera. It's okay. Beautiful this time of year.
Oh, okay.
We would do that.
Heck yes.
In a heartbeat. And we leave the cats and the dogs and the birds and the gerbils for you folks in San Francisco. We leave it all behind.
But we'd have a caretaker because we can afford that too.
Okay, I'll give you that. So anyway, Cruz goes on. I don't know, was he on Fox last night? And he was kind of doing a mea culpa, you know, was trying to explain himself. And I'm like, come on, Ted.
I was having second thoughts from the backseat of my limo, drinking my martini.
So I'm watching all of this and just I'm fascinated by this. But here's why. Because earlier this week, our show booker, the great, the affable J.P. Decker, told me Senator Cruz is going to be a guest on the show today. And I thought, this is fantastic. We can talk about this. I can defend Senator Cruz, and we can move on from this, whatever they're going to call it. So just a few moments ago, we received an email from the Cruz communication team, and they backed out of the interview. They said they're not going to do it. They said it's been a wild day.
A wild day. Oh, I'm sure it has been a wild week.
So I don't know if he's back, if Cruz is back on American soil or if he's still back at the Ritz-Carlton, but it doesn't matter because you know what? The Ritz-Carlton, they've got a great Wi-Fi connection.
Oh, yeah.
They have great phone lines. All he has to do is pick up the phone and call. And the problem here is he's making this much worse than it actually is.
Yes.
And the mainstream media, he's playing right into their hands. Once again, this is why Donald John Trump is so effective as a politician, is he doesn't play that game. He doesn't care. What do you think Donald Trump would have done here?
Fought back.
He would have fought back. He says, I don't care. I don't care what you say. And well, he would have been staying at the Ritz. He'd have been staying at Trump International.
This is true.
Another great hotel.
Oh, yeah. He's got super thick skin, though. He would have been fine.
And gold-plated toilets. Very nice.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know there was such a thing.
I'll tell you about it after the break here. All that to say, and we do have to take a break here, folks. All that to say, you need to understand, the mainstream media, they're not your friend. All you Republicans out there, Republican politicians, the media is never going to be your friend. That's not how they operate. It doesn't matter if Ted Cruz had been hanging out at the La Quinta in Houston, Texas. They still would have given him holy you-know-what. That's just what they do. But I want you to understand, let's put this all into context before we go to break here. They're acting like this guy, Ted Cruz, committed some sort of a criminal act by going to Cancun and staying at the Ritz-Carlton. Meanwhile, they're turning a blind eye to Governor Andrew Cuomo, who literally sent people to the death chambers, also known as nursing homes, and then covered it up. They're willing to tell us, and they want you to believe, that what Ted Cruz did is far worse than what Andrew Cuomo, who is currently under investigation for, has done. That shows you how screwed up and how warped the mainstream media is, how corrupt the mainstream media is. And Senator Cruz, I got to tell you, sir, I'm very disappointed with you. You had the opportunity to come onto this radio program and set the record straight. Fox News, let's be honest. They just basically say, okay, Senator, what do you want to say? Here we would have asked questions. We would have gone through this so that people would have had a better understanding of what you were thinking about. All right. And you know what, Senator? We would not have even allowed, we would have muted Grace Baker's microphone so she could not have gotten on to you about leaving the dog at home. I mean, come on, sir. It's a poodle. They can't fend for themselves. That's why they're poodles. Everybody knows that. All right. Got to take a break now. They're yelling at me. Here's our trivia question, by the way. What was the name of that stupid dog? What was the name of Ted Cruz's poodle? 844-747-8868. Toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, so apparently the president, President Biden, that is, he's got, what, a couple of dogs and a cat. And now the apparently the animals at the White House have their own Twitter feed. They call it the Oval Pawfus, as a paw, as in P-A-W. And so anyway, they're putting out these messages allegedly written by the dogs. And I want to read this, and I will do my best to, wow, this is difficult. Here's what Biden's dogs have to say. My dad, POTUS, is very pup-set. Many humans are enduring freezing temps in their homes, so he declared state of emergency in Oklahoma and Texas. I've never been so grateful to have a dad who genuinely cares about all of us pets, too. He personally, oh, that's for the cat, I guess. He personally puts logs on the fire for me. So then they come back and they say, we made a grammar mistake. We just noticed it's states of emergency, plural. We'd blame it on our progenies like Ted, but we don't have any. So now you've got the president's dogs mean tweeting Senator Ted Cruz. Can I just say something, ladies and gentlemen? We're screwed. That's it. Just turn the lights out. Just go ahead, climb back into bed, ladies and gentlemen. It's over. All right, let's, you know what? Even though we're facing the apocalypse, let's go to the phones. I want to talk to Judy and Jackie together. Both fine individuals listening to us, hopefully still on KARN. Judy, Jackie, how are you doing, ladies?
Wonderful.
Great.
I don't know. I think Grace may have spiked my coffee. What's in the community coffee, Grace? Well, you know, ladies, I guess we need a good laugh after the week we've been through.
Yes.
All right, so ladies, you're calling in to play trivia, and so we're gonna let you both win the prize together. So on the count of three, I need you to tell me the name of Senator Cruz's poor little poodle. One, two, three.
Snowflake.
That's
right.
You know, Judy and Jackie, I'll start with Judy. You know, you see all this chaos. What do you think about what they're doing to poor Senator Cruz?
Anything to draw attention to him. Anything.
Yeah. It's true.
Gets it off of them.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Ladies, I had no idea. I have lost track of the clock here, and we're going to have to take a break. I'm so sorry, but hang tight, Judy and Jackie. Grace is going to get your info, and we're going to send you a nice prize package out in the mail. You know what? We're going to do a trivia every hour of today's show, so a chance for you to win some prizes. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. All right, folks, it was, a couple of months back that we were honored to have the great author David Horowitz on this radio program, an incredible bestseller called Dark Agenda. There is no doubt there is a war on Christianity in this country, and his book reveals the powerful forces who want to remove God from our schools, our military, and even our public life. And some exciting news coming out of Newsmax TV, and I want to share this info with you. Our good friend Sean Spicer is actually taking a look this week at the real facts about the dangers facing Christians and even Jews in America. Here's what I want you to do. Watch Spicer and Company at 5 o'clock Central Time to find out the real truth about what's going on. Millions of people are tuning into Sean Spicer on Newsmax TV, now America's fastest growing cable news channel. And by the way, if your cable system does not carry Newsmax, very simple. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give them a call and tell them you want Newsmax. If they have thousands and thousands of you, let's just say you folks in Nevada, if you have your local cable system and they don't carry Newsmax, give them a call. Tell your friends to call. Get the folks in your church to call, and they'll put Newsmax on your cable system. And by the way, if you are on the go, maybe you don't have cable, download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone, smart TV, and you can start watching. Get yourself a copy of David's book while you're at it, and be sure to watch Spicer & Company tonight on Newsmax TV. It's great, great television network, and we are honored to have them as a sponsor of the Todd Stearns radio program. All right, this coming in from Dr. Anthony Fauci and the Brown Shirts over at the Centers for Disease Control. Dr. Fauci now says the China virus vaccine will stop the spread of the virus and will protect those who are unvaccinated. Now, this is completely the opposite of what he has previously said. So I guess the science has changed once again. By the way, Dr. Fauci was on MSDNC earlier today, and he answered this question. He was asked whether or not it was safe for two family members who have been vaccinated to hug each other. Jeez, Alu. I think I want to go back to reading the doggy tweets from the White House. Can you imagine? Dr. Fauci, I was wondering, my grandma, she's got the COVID vaccine, and I've got the COVID vaccine. Can I hug my granny? Is that possible? May I hug grandma? I mean, geez, Alu, folks, come on. So anyway, Fauci says, this is great. Fauci hedged his answer. Instead of saying, excuse me, you're a moron. Yes, you can hug your grandmother. Fauci says that it's very likely safe for two family members who have been vaccinated to hug each other. Now, if that in fact is true, if what he said is true, then why are we getting a vaccine in the first place? Why in the world would we be doing that? I mean, if you get the vaccine and it's not safe to hug each other, we got a much bigger problem in America. So something just doesn't quite sound right about all of that. So look, another big story that we're talking about is Governor Andrew Cuomo. We're gonna talk to Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis a little bit later on in the program. She's going to drop by, leading the charge to have Governor Cuomo answer for the horrible and heinous atrocities committed under his administration during the early days of the China virus. Now, keep in mind, the mainstream media has been giving this guy cover, but we now know that thousands and thousands of New Yorkers lost their lives when they sent people infected with this China virus into the nursing homes, killing Lord knows how many grandmas and grandpas. I mean, it's a horrible thing. And now we know there was a cover-up. And the cover-up is always going to get you. Remember, it wasn't the crime at Watergate. It was the cover-up of the crime. So now you've got an assemblyman who is very upset because he says that he was threatened by Andrew Cuomo, and he has the proof. The guy's name is Ron Kim. He is an assemblyman, and he is a Democrat, and this is very important. I want you to hear from Assemblyman Kim exactly what he had to say.
Governor Cuomo called me the next day at 8 p.m., while I was about to bathe my kids, I was with my wife, and for 10 minutes, he berated me, he yelled at me, he told me that, you know, my career would be over. He's been biting his tongue for months against me, and I had tonight, not tomorrow, tonight, to issue a new statement, essentially asking me to lie, and asking me, like, I heard and I saw a crime the other day, and he's asking me that I did not see that crime. And that was the line that he, you know, a line that he crossed that can't be undone. And that's why I had no choice but to come out and speak up.
Now, the reason why this is so delicious, we're talking about Democrat on Democrat crime here. This is great. I mean, it's like, remember in high school when you would have a couple of the girls and they would get into the cat fight and all the guys would gather around? And I mean, it was just, it's, what do you, Grace, what?
I just have never witnessed in person one of these cat fights.
I mean, they're pretty impressive, you know.
I've seen them in the movies.
And you've seen them on the, the TikTok and the Instagram.
It's mostly just dancing, but okay, Don.
Is that what it's for? I just don't know. I don't do the TikTok.
Okay. I send you videos occasionally.
Thank you. You do. And they're very nice.
Thank you.
I don't understand them, but they're very nice.
That's okay.
So anyway, if you're at high school and you got the girls and they're pulling each other's ponytails and, it's hairs flying everywhere and they're screaming and rawr, like, Howard Dean back in the day. That's exactly what this is like, watching Andrew Cuomo and the Democrats going at it. But it's getting even better. This is even better. It's almost as if whipped cream is involved now because you got Bill de Blasio jumping in and they hate each other. They just hate each other. And now de Blasio is going after Andrew Cuomo as well. Let's take a listen. Oh, do we have the Andrew Cuomo? We don't have the de Blasio audio. All right, we'll get the de Blasio audio for you. It is absolutely unbelievable. But de Blasio is basically saying, oh, yeah, we're going to throw this guy under the bus.
We had on Democratic Assemblyman Ron Kim, who has been questioning the nursing home death data for months. He says Governor Cuomo threatened him in a phone call for that criticism. Oh, here's some of what he told us this morning.
He's ready to answer.
Governor Cuomo called me the next day at 8 p.m. while I was about to bathe my kids, I was with my wife, and for 10 minutes, he berated me, he yelled at me, he told me that, my career would be over. He's been biting his tongue for months against me, and I had tonight, not tomorrow, tonight, to issue a new statement, essentially asking me to lie, and asking me, I heard and I saw a crime the other day, and he's asking me that I did not see that crime. And that was the line that he crossed that can't be undone. And that's why I had no choice but to come out and speak up.
So a senior advisor for Governor Cuomo says Kim is lying, that at no time did anyone threaten to destroy anyone with their wrath. I got to ask you, I don't want you to weigh in on that specifically,
ask me,
but
ask
you
me,
know, Governor Cuomo,
me,
you guys have jested in the past. He says, Kim says that he got this irate phone call that started out, are you an honorable man? And it went for 10 minutes of him yelling and then threats to publicly tarnish him. Have you ever heard of anything like that from Governor Cuomo? Have you ever spoken with him and anything like that happened?
Yeah, it's a sad thing to say, Mika, but that's classic Andrew Cuomo. A lot of people in New York State have received those phone calls. The bullying is nothing new. I believe Ron Kim, and it's very, very sad. No public servant, no person who's telling the truth should be treated that way. The threats, the belittling, the demand that someone change their statement right that moment, many, many times. I've heard that, and I know a lot of other people in this state have heard that.
So you believe Assemblyman Kim, that he was threatened?
100%. First of all, I know him. He's a good public servant. I've always seen him as a person of integrity, but it's just the script is exactly what a lot of us have heard before. It's not a surprise. It's sad. It's not the way people should be treated. And, a lot of people get intimidated by that. I give him credit for not being intimidated.
So apparently this is something that has happened on a regular basis, but these Democrats keep giving Cuomo cover. I mean, even some of the Republicans are freaking out over this, and they're terrified of Cuomo. You got Congressman Tom Reed in Politico, who said he was pulled off the side of a road in New York State, and he was berated by the governor for 45 minutes. Congressman Reed said, I've never seen something like it. I've heard about the wrath and his anger, and that was the one time where I received it personally. Now, let me just say something here. I mean, these are grown men. I mean, Bill de Blasio, he's what, 7'1 or something? He's a giant guy. And it's sort of weird that you would have someone like a de Blasio, who clearly does not wear the pants in that family, tell people on national television, MSDNC, oh, I just felt bullied. I just felt bullied. You know, don't feel bullied. The guy's full of bluster. That's what this Cuomo guy is. He's full of bluster. And what do you do? What do you do to a bully? You stand up to the bully. And it's disappointing to hear that a Republican, Tom Reed, a Republican congressman from New York, kept all of that silent. You should have come out and said something, sir. But better yet, here's what you do. When the guy picks up, you pick up the phone rings, ding-a-ling-a-ling, and you pick up the phone, and you say, hello, this is Andrew Cuomo, you sorry so-and-so. You know what you do? You hang up the phone. And then when Cuomo calls again and he's still screaming, why'd you hang up on me, you blankety-blank-blank? You hang up the phone again. And when he calls again and he says, I dare you to do that again, you don't hang up the phone. You take out an air horn and you blow the air horn into the phone. And guess what happens? Andrew Cuomo won't be bothering you anymore. It's very simple. There's no need to be bullied by some moron, some loser like Andrew Cuomo and his brother Fredo on CNN, the most profane name in news. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Stearns.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. And, you know, maybe we should just ask our listeners in Texas, do you have a problem with Senator Ted Cruz heading down to Cancun during the middle of this massive storm event that hit the state of Texas? Or should he have just stayed put? Should he have stayed in Texas and, you know, I don't know, gone down to volunteer at the food bank or something? I don't know. I don't know what he's supposed to do. Anyway, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Cruz is, you know, what they're trying to do. And again, conservatives have a hard time understanding this concept. The mainstream media hates all of you. As a matter of fact, if you have an R behind your name, let's just say Willard Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is barely a Republican, but he still has the R behind his name. If Mitt Romney was a leading contender for the White House, they would be tearing him apart like hyenas on a pork chop. If George W. Bush, and again, they love George W. He moved back to Texas. He took up, I don't know, watercolors, water painting. No, it's watercolors. Yeah, he does the painting. Anyway, he does landscapes. They all do landscapes. I don't know why. But if George W. Bush came out of retirement and started getting involved in politics again, they would call him the Butcher of Baghdad. I mean, they hate you folks. And the conservatives seem to get this, but the establishment Republicans, they don't get it. They do not get it. They think that if they play nice with the Democrats, they think that if they invite Joe and Mika and the Dwarf King over at CNN, Brian Stelter, if they invite those guys to their little cocktail parties, that all's going to be good with the world. And that is just simply not the case. They look for any opportunity to attack you people. You just can't give them the ammo. So anyway, the New York Times has a piece up. I'm telling you, this is massive news, apparently. Who knew? It's okay to kill grandma and grandpa in the nursing home in the Brooklyn, New York. But heaven forbid somebody goes and takes the family down south of the border for a little vacay. So here we have the story from the New York Times. Ted Cruz is now the landslide winner for the title of the least sympathetic politician in America. Even his dog became a player in the drama after a report that the Cruz family had left the aptly named Snowflake behind. Now, look, I don't know. I don't know what was going through Ted Cruz's mind. He says he was just going down there, dropping the girls off in Mexico and coming back. And if that's the case, he was gone for what? 24 hours? 48 hours? The dog was inside the house. The dog could care less. Dog probably had a lot of food. Dog probably had water, had a warm place to sleep. I don't understand what the problem is. So Ted Cruz is coming under severe fire now from the New York Times. And apparently they're thinking that this is some sort of a heinous crime, so severe, so heinous, that he must step down from the U.S. Senate. And what did Ted Cruz do? Instead of standing up and saying, you know, what's your problem? Instead of confronting these people and calling out their hypocrisy, and he should have done so with little Snowflake in his hands, hopefully growling at the reporters and the scrum of journalists. Instead of doing that, he went on television and said, yeah, you know, I probably shouldn't have done that. Probably should have just stayed home. As a matter of fact, when I was committing this egregious offense against humanity, I thought to myself, maybe this is a bad idea. He played into their hands. And you gotta do better, Senator Cruz. And then to turn around and at the last minute cancel your appearance on this radio program where we could have had a conversation about this and set the record straight. Well, that's even worse in my estimation. That's appalling to me and to our listeners. But I am curious, for all of you folks in Texas, is this a big deal to you? Again, I still don't think it's that big of a deal, unless the guy knows how to repair windmills. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number, 844-747-8868. Hey, got to check out that live show blog. We actually have the videos of the dog, Snowflake. Jeez-a-loo. We'll be right back.